new memoir from a Wisconsin writer tells parallel stories of heartbreak and fandom, bouncing between life lessons and the historic 2021 NBA title run from the Milwaukee Bucks.
The memoir weaves the anecdotes of Wisconsin native Ben McCormick as he moves across the country. He finds new love for his hometown team as it keeps him connected with friends, family, and Milwaukee.
Ben McCormick joins us now. His new book is called In the Room at the Top of the World, Leaving the Midwest, the Bucks Title Run, and Other Survivals. Ben, thanks for joining us.
Of course. I'm happy to be here.
Your new book, it's a series of essays that follow along with the Milwaukee Bucks playoff run to their NBA title championship. What is it about the Bucks that drew you in and had this incredible personal connection for you during that run?
A lot of it for me started with moving away from Milwaukee. Like anybody else in Milwaukee, I always was attached to the Brewers in one season, the Packers in the fall, and the Bucks, and anything kind of around. But it was when I left the city that I really started to pull on some like different parts of my identity as a Milwaukeean or a Wisconsinite. And the Bucks were one of those. And it was such a lively period. I remember attending games when they were awful in the Bradley Center, and I loved it. And so to kind of have this boom period with them and with Giannis as a part of the team and the organization, it was just something that was really easy for me to stay attached and to stay in touch with my family and text about games and my friends as well. And it's only ever grown from there.
Your connection with Milwaukee. Now, you left, and you talk in the book about people who have left Milwaukee over the years to do great things, Oprahs and Gene Wilders and Liberace's, things like that. There seems to be this ambiguity, this feeling like if I want to do great things, I have to leave Wisconsin, I have to leave Milwaukee. What does that make you think about your connection to your place of origin?
It makes me feel a lot of pride now. What I know now that I didn't know then and is chronicled in the book is that feeling that you want to get out and go do something great. And I think that there's a duality that people who are from the Midwest feel about this like urgency of things that are happening in New York or in Los Angeles, and that I want to be a part of that. But then you also feel this intense pride for, but what's happening here is really important and is something that is as vital as something else. And so for me, I was, high on my own supply in my own way, where I thought I was going to get out there and I was going to write the big book and get the big deal. And when you think that life is going to go A to B, it has a way of taking you to C or to D or to E or to F. And for me, I didn't really realize how much of my identity was tied up in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee until I left and I got to experience other areas, and I realized just how Wisconsin I was.
Set the scene for us in your own life. You're watching this from afar in Portland at this point and going through some big and not always for the better changes in your own life. Where were you as you were watching the Bucks from afar?
I was on a futon in the second bedroom of an apartment I was sharing with somebody I had moved to Oregon with. And I had the door closed. We had only a futon in there and a TV. It was maybe like a 40-inch television. And really, it was all those things with me. And I would watch all the games. And I had my phone just on my lap. And I would have a group chat of friends that we had been texting throughout every single one of the games, and then my family as well. It was something where I moved here to Portland and I had this life that was topsy-turvy, but I could close that door and kind of transport myself or connect myself back to being in Milwaukee in a different way. And it was something that became an area of peace for me and something that felt like home in a way that when I left Milwaukee, in my early 20s, that it just hadn't in its own way, and that it was something that I really needed at that time. And so I spent, those whole 5-6 weeks, on that futon and texting people and just staying in touch and tending to those bonds with a place that I had kind of written off in a way that I think was a mistake in hindsight. I'm really happy I reconnected.
Let's focus in on the Bucks side of thing a little bit here. People may be hearing this and thinking, oh, this guy, fair weather fan. He jumps into this championship run. He's a writer looking for something to write about. As I read you writing about basketball, that is not the case. You are really you are really invested in watching the Bucks play.
I am, and I really appreciate you. I really appreciate you letting me Trojan horse sports into your program on public radio. But one thing that I realized during that run, and for every season that I've watched them over the course of my life, is that I feel real emotion like about those games. And I think fans do. You know, you get really bummed out if your team has a heartbreaking loss. You get like truly elated, and it affects you when you win and find a level of any kind of a win or a success. And so for me, I wanted to write toward, and I wanted to explore, like, hey, like, these are real emotions that I'm feeling. And like, what if I treated my own emotions with the level of seriousness that, you know, we treat other kinds of things that elicit our emotions? And what would happen if I did that? And what I realized was that, you know, the Bucks or sports became this conduit. It became this highway that I could just go and traverse in an instant between myself and my family and Milwaukee and my own identity in some ways. And so, yes, I am a guy who has seen every minute of preseason basketball this season. I watch every single game, and it's something that is always transporting me back to who I think I used to be. And also, it keeps me in touch with the person I am here today. And when thinking about whether or not I'm still a Milwaukeean or a Wisconsinite, and it makes me feel like the answer is always yes.
We say, I think, kind of vague things when a team has a great run, how it brings the community together, right? People really came together to support the team. You were really living that, right? You were thousands of miles away. But as you've mentioned already, you felt this build your ties with your family and your hometown. Talk a little bit about how that worked for you.
When you grow up in a Wisconsin family, and this is like something of a cultural norm, I think I wasn't necessarily coached to like talk about my emotions or my feelings or to share those things very openly, especially like growing up as a male. And you know, sports kind of became this filter through which, especially in that run, that you could really strengthen truly real human ties with people through something that was beyond just simple words or it was beyond language or numbers or like social media. We all held this part of our identity, and we could hold it all together, and it became easy for us to find things that we have in common and to have pride and be really proud and joyous all together in a community space. And I really, that run shaped so much of how I view the world now in terms of the importance of sharing in emotions and joy in community with other people. And the like Deer District is the image that everybody remembers from that run, like the 8,000 and 10,000 people or 20,000 in the finals. And that kind of unity and that kind of joy is something that watching from my couch in Portland, Oregon, staying in touch with all of my family members. And then ultimately in the book, I do make it back into Wisconsin mm-hmm. over the course of the finals. It is something that was very emotional for me to see this amazingness that is Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and this place that I wound up taking so much pride in, that it was every bit as great, and it proved it on the national scale as any one of the gigantic mega cities in the United States. What was happening there was vital, and it was joyous, and it was amazing.
Ben McCormick is with us. We're talking about his new book, In the Room at the Top of the World, Leaving the Midwest, the Bucks title run, and other survivals. Ben, talking about men and emotion, just before I sat down to talk to you here, I rewatched Giannis Antetokounmpo after the closing seconds of the final game, sitting, crying, tears of joy, just spent emotion so much. That image, I think, is something that stuck with a lot of people, that expression of emotion after this amazing journey.
What Giannis has said is, and he, I have goosebumps right now, even just, you know, having the thought of it, is he sat down and he thought about his father who had passed away, who was here in Milwaukee with him when he made the big movie and was brought over with the whole rest of his family. And that moment encapsulates for me that, you know, sports are a spectacle. They are a game, but they do resonate with us on deeply personal levels. And being able to share in that moment with somebody who is a champion and who is as personally excellent as Giannis is, the kind of empathy that everybody could feel in that moment and then share in it themselves and find a connection between us and this guy who is so much better at this thing than I will ever be, really helped accentuate and emphasize for me just how sports are so real. And I think that it's a good thing sometimes to, in their own way, start to really treat them that way. And I think it's incumbent on like men and males who are kind of raised in ways to be like stoic, the stiff upper lip, to like take our emotions seriously, however they express themselves. And I think that that is a positive step that anybody takes, and sports is just the avenue that it was for me.
The thing that Giannis is supposed to do by the NBA script is move to a major market, right? Build a super team around him in, I don't know, Los Angeles, Miami, whatever. He's talked lately, hey, maybe I want to finish my career in Greece when I'm too old for the NBA. How important is it that he, after all the will he or won't he, that he has stayed in Milwaukee so far?
It's something that doesn't happen anymore in sports because they've written that script for him or for many different athletes being a one franchise player. And it's something that you can feel in Milwaukee when people bring it up. It drives anxiety in people to think about him moving elsewhere, and that people feel that, listen, what is in Milwaukee is awesome. And Giannis has said over and over again that he is here and he is committed. He wants to be a part of this team. We're entering year six of the national media speculating about whether or not Giannis wants to leave. And it feels like longer. But to hear him as well kind of talk about Greece in that loving way is something that I don't think that bothers fans in Milwaukee as much as the talk about, oh, he's going to go to the Knicks or he's going to go to Los Angeles. I think that people understand that connection that he has to us in Milwaukee and his real family at home. And that's something that can be manufactured for him to be on a super team and then like try to win one more. I think that we all respect him as a competitor, but we respect and empathize and embrace him even more as a human being. And I've been this person who has thought about whether or not I'd move back home and whether or not I'd be happy there. And I really think I would, that it's just one other way that in the unlikeliest way or scenario that I could be anything like Giannis.
You mentioned the idea of home, and your last essay in the book is written in the form of a letter to your niece. And in it, you're talking about home. I'm going to read a little bit. Home is not a place that will always be the same and is never a single person. The way we tend to think about home is more of an area at a specific point in time when it's really a living organism. Expand on that idea of home as not a fixed thing, but a thing that changes with our relationship to it.
When you move away from home, I'm the only member of my family who lives outside of 10 minutes of each other, maybe 15 on the wrong day on traffic on 94. And the way that things change when I am not there every single day, and so I kind of leave the city and I'll come back 3 months later, things will be so different. And what I've also realized that over the course of the time, I change as well. So there's a wrestling that anybody who leaves home has to do with is, you know, when I go back home, am I in better touch with the place that I left and the memory that I had? Or am I able to love this place on its own terms for who and what it is? And for the explosion of emotions that I felt over the course of that time and that I felt since living here in Oregon away from home, I think I've gotten a lot better at loving the city on its own terms as it is and the way that it evolves. And that's through its people. The people age, the people change, and I think I can love them in their own way.
Ben, we'll leave it there. Thanks so much for sharing this with us.
Thank you.
That's Ben McCormick, a writer born in Wisconsin, lifelong Bucks fan. He's the author of the new book we've been talking about. It's called In the Room at the Top of the World, Leaving the Midwest, the Bucks Title Run, and Other Survivals. Do you have a personal connection with a big sports story like Ben did, where the success of that team or lack of same was a big part of your life at the time? Tell us about it. Email wisconsintoday@wpr.org.